Welcome to the Meb Favor Show, where the focus is on helping you grow and preserve your wealth. Join us as we discuss the craft of investing and uncover new and profitable ideas, all to help you grow wealthier and wiser. Better investing starts here.
Meb Favor is the co-founder and chief investment officer at Cambria Investment Management. Due to industry regulations, he will not discuss any of Cambria's funds on this podcast. All opinions expressed by podcast participants are solely their own opinions and do not reflect the opinion of Cambria Investment Management or its affiliates. For more information, visit CambriaInvestments.com.
Hello, friends. Today we have something a little bit different for you. We've done a few different podcasting styles. So we do our usual Q&A with guests. We've done some research riffs. We've done reader feedback questions. And we've even done one audiobook, which, by the way, we did an audio reading of the Trinity portfolio. That elicited more love and hate reactions than anything we've done. There's people that said, hey, I'm never going to read any of your white papers. I love listening to the podcast. And others say, my God, Meb, listening to you for an hour monotone droning on is my nightmare. But we may try it again a few times. We'll see. If you don't like it, just don't listen to it. But today's a bit different and a little unique, but it's special to me because it's more of an announcement. But I thought it's interesting to the listeners because it partially informs you how I actually invest my own money, but also is somewhat of an announcement that may be useful to you as well. And so we're welcoming Jeff to the podcast as well. Jeff, welcome.
Thanks.
Let's go back and forth. So we'll talk a little bit about this announcement because it's important to me, but why don't we get started?
All right. Well, what I'd like to do is just walk through some questions here to help your readers fully understand what we've got today because it is pretty exciting. So start us off. Just give us a quick contextual, what is this news?
So today we announced a press release that Cambria is launching a digital advisor. And what that means is you can see our newly redesigned website at CambriaInvestments.com. And for the longest time, friends and other investors have asked me when we're going to do a individual account service open to the broad masses. So we do a private hedge fund for a big family office. We do ETFs, but we haven't really managed separate accounts. And so finally, we're rolling out this new initiative starting today, and we're pretty excited about it.
All right. So what do you see as the main benefits to this service? What makes it unique and different than other services?
So if you've read our white paper, The Trinity Portfolio, one of the biggest things investors struggle with is putting it all together. So a lot of people will piecemeal their portfolio together from different funds or different advisors. And so we're taking a look at this from a holistic standpoint. We've built the Trinity portfolio for investors, but across a wide range of risk and return sort of targets. So we have six different portfolios ranging from what we call Trinity 1, which is the most conservative, all the way to Trinity 6. And the coolest part about this is we're launching it with a 0% management fee. And on top of that, no trading commissions, which we think is a really cool offering to be able to get access to about 13 ETFs from all sorts of different providers, but including Cambria's, that gives you access to the Trinity Portfolio Theory, which is a globally diversified portfolio across stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities, but also a very healthy allocation to trend as well.
Okay, so we had a lot of feedback from the Trinity podcast, in which a lot of people were very interested in trying to implement that strategy themselves. Is therefore the new account offering, can that, is that something that they can do then and be able to follow Trinity as you suggested in the model?
Yeah, you know, we tell people, look, you can accomplish parts of Trinity just by investing in our couple of our ETFs that target those research methodologies. However, the cool thing about this service, one, again, no management fee, no commissions, is that it gives you a dozen ETFs with all of the tactical tilts that we would be implementing in the best way we know how. But you can also dial in the amount of risk that you want. So if you're someone like my mom, doesn't want to take as much risk as the typical Trinity portfolio, it's going to have you a lot more in bonds. If you're someone who's much more aggressive, it's going to have less in bonds and much more in the trend following component. And if you look at the basic theory of the paper, that targets a Trinity portfolio of around the number 4.
Well, Meb, I clearly trust you as a quant guy. I've known you for a long, long time, but I don't trust you at all in terms of making this a beautiful sort of interface. Who have we partnered with to make this nice for clients to actually enjoy from a user perspective?
The biggest challenge for doing individual accounts to date has been that it's a huge operational headache, and the technology interface was not beautiful by any means or useful historically. And so we've been waiting on the wings to see if and when the world's catching up. And you've seen the world, the evolution of this space, in the particular, the user interface is growing very quickly. So we've partnered with what we consider to be the premier technology platform out there right now for this, which is Betterment, which is a lot of people know as a traditional, the leading independent robo-advisor. And so Betterment has a pass-through, what we call a technology or platform fee of only 15 basis points, which covers the no commissions, it covers tax loss harvesting. You can open an account, go to cambriainvestments.com, open account in 5 minutes, fund it. You get a beautiful app, which you can access all of the statistics as well as the dashboard online. But we really found that of all the custodians, they were by far the furthest along.
So you mentioned 15 basis point fees. In terms of total fees for the service, then all we're looking at is, well, you said 0% management fee, 15 bips pass through from Betterment. And then I would assume what, just the underlying fee? That's it?
Yeah, the portfolio is a portfolio of low cost ETFs. You know, the average ETF expense ratio is around 0.54%, I believe, right around 50 basis points, much less than the average mutual fund at 1.25. So we'll use a wide range of funds. So we're using, in many cases, funds from 10 different service providers. So we'll be using Vanguard or Schwab or BlackRock or PowerShares or VanEck, any of these, because as a fiduciary, I'm picking the funds that I think best represent our investment methodology, that are the lowest cost and have the best underlying strategies for those ETFs. So while we do use some Cambria ETFs, it is not just a Cambria specific offering.
What's the general breakdown between Cambria ETFs versus outside ETFs?
It ranges, you know, for some of the areas which Cambria will never probably offer ETFs, like treasury bonds, for example. If you have a lower cost, lower risk portfolio, that'll often have more in non-Cambria portfolios. But the range, I believe, is anywhere from 40 to 70% Cambria funds versus others.
Is there a minimum investment?
We target $100,000 for initial investor. And we also tell people, look, remember, if you have less than that, Cambria manages a no management fee ETF. The only ETF in existence still, I believe, that has a permanent 0% management fee. So we say, look, you can cobble together ETFs till you get to that size. Hopefully it'll come down at some point. But for right now, we're implementing with $100,000 minimum.
Okay. I'm not a huge fan of sign-up processes. They tend to take forever to me. What can you tell us about, you know, how fast, simple, easy this is? What's that process like?
If you've ever opened an account with one of these newer advisors, you know that it's pretty seamless. It literally takes 5 to 10 minutes. Almost any type of investing account, you know, the retirement accounts, IRAs, everything else you can do, it's super, super intuitive and easy.
So this is not just for taxable. It's going to be all sorts of IRAs, rollovers, everything?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Which portfolio is going to most closely resemble what you talk about in the Trinity?
It's the four, which roughly gives you, and we talk so much about this on the website. There is a ton of research and information. You can go there. But the Trinity four gives you that roughly 50-50 trend and buy and hold split, as well as all the value and momentum tactical tilts. And that's the one that's kind of the starting point. If you want something more conservative, you can do 1, 2, 3. If you want something more aggressive, 5 and 6. Me personally, I'm investing all of my assets, you know, as we know, in our funds and in our strategies. I'm targeting 4 to 6 for me, you know, because I'm younger, I can tolerate more risk. Someone that's a little more conservative will probably want one of the lower levels of Trinity.
Okay. Just playing devil's advocate here. Why wouldn't a investor simply put their money into Cambria's ETFs? Why would they need this service?
Well, they can, and I think that's a great option, one. Two is that it's nice because, one, there's no commissions. Two is that it's going to automatically rebalance the portfolio. So this is the ultimate hands-off portfolio. In a taxable account, it'll tax harvest that account. And again, you have nice reporting too. So you can look at any point through the dashboard, through the app, and kind of see how your portfolio is doing. You can set up goals. Overall, it's just, it's a nice user interface for very low cost.
Are there any other options, custodian options, anything coming up for people who might want to use someone other than Betterment?
Yeah, look, I mean, we pick Betterment because we think they have the best offering. However, if you want an account at Fidelity, we're already set up at Fidelity. We can do an account at Fidelity. You know, you're going to be paying 0% across the board cost there, but you'll also be paying commissions. So it's can be somewhat of a wash depending on how many assets you have. Eventually, I would see us adding, you know, the traditional Schwab and TD, if people demand it, you know, if they're very custodian loyal, I don't know why they would be, but we see in the future being multi-custodial. But right now, the default is Betterment, but we can do Fidelity too.
I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit here. I think I overheard you talking to someone in the office the other day saying that you would actually be available to take calls from prospective clients personally and discuss the offering and their portfolio for a while. Is that actually going to happen?
Yeah, look, our door is always open and you can always call into the office. But in particular for prospective and current clients, you can always call us. And so we'll be sending out an email and it'll have it on the website. But you can either email us or call us at any point to set up a call. And we're also going to add a little calendar setup appointment widget to the website here soon. And yeah, we'd love to chat for 30 minutes, tell you more about this.
Okay. One more put you on the spot question here. If you were forced to name some sort of imperfection with the service or something that you wish would have been slightly different or better, can you name such a thing or are you 100% happy with it?
We think the portfolio is great now. I mean, look, this gives you access to 30,000 securities around the world, which is pretty awesome if you think about it. In every asset class, commodities, real estate, everything. However, the ETF offering space is great currently, but it's only getting better. So we have a lot of low-cost funds in many of the asset classes. There's a few holdouts that I think could be improved upon that I think will. Managed futures is an obvious example I talk a lot about. Commodities and foreign corporate bonds in general tend to be expensive, so I think the costs will come down. And hey, look, there's even a couple of other asset classes I would love to allocate a small portion to that don't really exist as ETFs yet. They may never, but so we kind of see this process as a continual refinement, you know, so every year we'll review the portfolio, see if there's any better funds that have come in, any newer offerings, and also look at the current funds we have and say, is there anything that we should remove from the portfolio for various reasons as well? But it's, yeah, it's more of a constant evolution of the portfolio. And there's a few areas in particular I think will be improved upon in the next few years.
Anything I haven't asked or anything else you'd like to add for listeners?
One is that, again, this is kind of the culmination of a decade of work. And so including how I think about the world, how Cambria builds portfolios, how we think the best possible way to holistically build a portfolio with all the possible tilts that we think that matter, you know, whether it's picking sovereign bonds with a value approach or whether it's the managed futures or momentum or trend. And the big difference between this and all the other allocations of the robos, and we think the robos are a totally reasonable allocation, but it's a philosophical difference in that we believe much more in active tilts as well as in trend following. And so look, this is where I put all of my money in an area that I think is a great holistic solution for the core part of someone's portfolio.
So this is going to be a blend of passive and active, basically one click and they get to sit back and just watch. And then, you know, the actual way the funds are set up, it does it itself.
Yeah. The buy and hold part of the portfolio already we think is a good portfolio to respond in most market environments. But as we know, a lot of investors really struggle with drawdowns, with bear markets. So we believe a lot of the trend following approaches, which honestly wouldn't have added much value over the past 7 years, but really matter historically, they do a great job of protecting during long bear markets. And we'll eventually see one again. I don't know when, if it'll be 2016 or 2026. But we think it's a lot easier to stomach the down bad years, the higher volatility when you have a trend following approach to balance out the buy and hold as well.
Okay. Well, congrats. It sounds like if they want more information, they can go to the new website and there's a little bit of information there.
There's a ton of information. And again, if you don't understand anything, please give us a call. But the new website is our old domain, but totally redone, CambriaInvestments.com. And of course, you can give us a call or shoot an email and we're happy to chat anytime.
All right. Well, thanks for filling us in.
Well, good. Look, we're going to wind this down. Again, this was more of a short philosophical announcement episode. We'll go back to the regular programming here the rest of the week. We got a lot of super cool guests coming up we're excited about. As always, you can find show notes at mebfaber.com/podcast. If you like the show, please subscribe on any of the various sites like Overcast, but of course on iTunes. And if you really like it, please leave a review. Until next time, friends, good investing.